Airline CEOs are upset over the recent string of Boeing incidents and have requested to meet with the company's board of directors. You can tell things are bad because airline CEOs were like, let's do the meeting on Zoom so nobody has to fly. Researchers are predicting that the world population will peak at 10 billion people in 2080. And here's the interesting news. By then, they'll all have a podcast.
WRJN. I'm Don Rosen, and good morning. Welcome to my Thursday, March 28th.
Oh, mother, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery.
In the house of the rising sun. First big hit for the Animals, Eric Burden and crew. It's 6:09 now, WRJN. Look for a sunny day today with a high near 47. Clear tonight, lows 29. But it's supposed to be spring. Increasing cloudiness, highs near 44 tomorrow. Saturday, cloudy with a high near 51. That's good because they have the egg extravaganza going on at the Racine Zoo on Saturday. We wanted good weather. Cloudy with 51 is perfect. Perfect. Love it. By the way, when you say cloudy, it doesn't mean there's not going to be any sunshine. It just means there's going to be clouds in the sky. There could be plenty of sun, just clouds in the sky. And Sunday, cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs near 44. Right now, it's clear and 28 degrees. Today, opening day at the ballpark. The Brewers will be in New York at Citi Field to take on the New York Mets, 11:35 a.m. We've got the opening day broadcast right here on WRJN, 11:35 this morning. Opening day. I thought opening day was always in April. What's going on? Spring is in March. Easter's in March. Opening day is in March. What's going on? The groundhog was wrong. Everything's changing. Hey, coming up this morning at 7 o'clock, your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells, and also be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. Listen for your chance to win that Chula Vista overnight stay and more with our Ride Into Spring statewide contest on WRJN. It ends this Friday. For more info and contest rules, go to civicmedia.us, and for that keyword this morning at 7. Keep it right here on WRJN 11 for you, 7:06 this morning. So you got to be here for that. All right. Would you rather? This is an interesting question. And I want you to think about this for a second before you answer. Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance of winning $100 billion? Someone polled people. 52% said they'd risk it all and go for the big money. They'd rather have a 75% chance of winning $100 billion than a 100% chance of winning $1 million. See, I'm one of those people that doesn't like to take chances. So I would love to grab $1 million. Sure thing. Because I know when you have a 75% chance, you don't always win. And you know how I know? Because the one or two times that I actually went gambling, I played the roulette wheel. And what I did was on the columns, I bet on the columns, and there were three columns. And I put chips on two of the columns and left one empty. It gives you 2/3 chance of winning, which it really doesn't because you got the zeros and double zeros that aren't part of the columns. But for the most part, you got a 2/3 chance of winning. I can't tell you how many times the ball in the roulette wheel fell on the column I didn't have the chips on. So that I don't like the chances. I like a sure thing. I'll take $1 million and be happy than lose $100 billion. Besides, what am I going to do with $100 billion? You know, people come after you with that kind of money. They start bothering you day and night. And who needs that? So I would take the sure thing. I'd take $1 million. I'll tell you something. If they had it 50,000, I'd take that. So, yeah. Interesting question, though, isn't it? All right. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer. He's the guy who made Top Gun and Pirates of the Caribbean. Did all those big movies. Anyway, he's doing a reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean. Didn't give any details, but he did say it'll be easier to put together because you won't have to wait for certain actors. What does that mean? Sounds like we can expect none of the original cast to return, like Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley. Generally, when they say reboot, it implies a start from scratch. So you can have a new Johnny Depp, a new Orlando Bloom, and a new Keira Knightley, I guess. If you left a cup of coffee on the roof of your car, it would fall off. And you say, oh, well, that's too bad. However, this is slightly worse. A guy's in the doghouse. He left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car and drove off. They're offering a $500 reward for somebody who finds it. Well, I'm sure somebody found it already, because if you track your... You go back down your trail that you drove the car in the road, I'm sure you'd see it if it was there. Now, this happened to my brother. Back in the 60s, he got a brand new used car. And a friend had gave him a birthday album. I still remember the album. It was Marvin Gaye's Greatest Hits. And they're talking. He put the album on the roof of his car and he forgot about it and he drove away. And what happened was, when he got to his destination, he said, oh, I forgot. The album was on the roof of the car. He goes back and he sees his kid riding down on his bicycle with the album in his arm. And my brother stopped and he said, that's my album. It fell off the roof of my car. And the kid said, oh, interesting. I found it in the street and it's still brand new in the original wrapper. So he gave it to my brother. But it does happen. An influencer on the internet broke down on what would happen at your job if you died. You ever think about that? Oh, they can't live without me. What's going to happen? Well, let's see here. Let's see what would happen. Basically, they would just come up with a plan of action to cover for you, and then everyone would forget about your existence within 6 months. Whoa. I mean, I didn't think they would say, gee, Don passed away. Maybe we should turn the station off forever. Gee, Don passed away. You know what we'll do? We'll have dead silence every morning from now on where he used to work. No, they don't forget about you. People die. We have people pass away here at the radio station. You know, we still remember them, but life goes on. What are you going to do? People die all the time. As a matter of fact, one of the people who passed away once told me, he said, I said, you know, when somebody passed away, and he said, well, let's move on. People die. Let's go ahead. Let's go forward. Then he died. And I felt bad. I said, could just go forward. That's, ooh. Anyways, I guess so. They forget about you in 6 months. Oh, well. I get it why we have a cat and dog, and we love them so much, and we treat them like family. I understand that. But what about an inanimate object? 51% of Americans say their car is part of their family. The poll found 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever if that was an option. All right, time for story. I had a 1975 Camaro. It was the first new car I ever bought. And I had it for years. I traveled with it all over the country. I love that car. Well, it came time. It didn't work anymore. It was time to get a new car. But I couldn't part with it. So I parked it in the back of my house. And it sat there for a decade. Just sitting there. Mice. And this is true. Mice had set up a house, you know, village inside the trunk of the car. And when I went to go steer it to get it away from the house one day, The wheel just was spinning around in circles. Everything had just rotted away. It sat there for 10 years. So I called a tow truck, and it was tricky to get it away from the house so we can tow it down the driveway. But we did. And when it got towed away, and this is the honest truth, I cried. I went to my bedroom, laid in my bed, and I cried. And I cried loudly. That was the first car I took my daughter home from the hospital when she was born. That's where I took my honeymoon. All these things happened in that car. And now it's being towed away. It's sent to the junkyard. And I cried. I still have pictures of it. It is a member of the family. But no other car I had after that felt the same. I think because it was my first new car I had. I'm getting teary-eyed, misty-eyed, just thinking about my Camaro, my 75 tan Camaro. Oh, well. Odd but true. The guy who created Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda was not allowed to ride his bike to work at Nintendo. They thought it was too dangerous for someone so valuable. You know, I asked the people here, I said, you know, I live close by. Do you mind if I ride my bike? No, go ahead. But, you know, there's traffic in the morning. Nah, don't worry about it. I said, you know, what if, you know, it's early in the morning. What if there's undesirables on the street? Don't worry about it. What does that tell you? Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are shutting down their charitable foundation. One reason is the donations dropped 83% after Will slapped Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars. Records show that in recent years, the foundation gave thousands to shady mental health organizations and spent funds on office equipment, computers, and, quote, bank overdrawn fees. Now it's gone. You know, why do people do that? If you're doing a charitable organization, you know, do it right. I mean, send the money where it's supposed to go. That's why before I donate any money to any organization, I always check charity. I got to get these people on the air. CharityNavigator.com, because what they do is they check all the paperwork of these organizations. They post it, and then they analyze it and give them a grade. So, yeah, I always check that stuff. Because I don't want to give it to an organization where, you know, the money just goes to paying overdraft fees. Anyway, they will tell you on Charity Navigator exactly where the money goes, how much goes to administration and so forth. So you should check that out. Sunny today, highs near 47, 618 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Coming up, I didn't tell you what's coming up. Yeah, Brianna Fuentes of the Racine Public Library. She is in charge of getting you stuff that they don't have there. So if you want a book or you want a CD or anything that they don't have, she's the person. She's the Columbo who finds it for you and locates it and brings it to you at the Racine Library. So we'll talk to her and find out how she does all that. That's coming up here, 7:06. And WRJN Radio just got a heads up from Stuart J. Waddles that his opening day with the New York Mets out in Queens is canceled. Bad weather. See, if you don't have a roof on your stadium, that's what happens. See, that wouldn't happen at Family Field here in town in Milwaukee because they have a roof. It leaks, or did leak at one time, but at least they got a roof on there. So, yeah, the Brewers-Mets game canceled today at 11:35 WRJ, and it'll be played tomorrow. I don't have the time and everything for that, but we'll get it. 621 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed on your Thursday morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. Blue milk is coming. Blue milk. There's not a lot of blue food out there, is there? For good reason. Looks disgusting. Star Wars brand Blue Milk is hitting stores on April 17th as part of Lucasfilm celebration of Star Wars Day on May the 4th. Get it? May the 4th. May the Force be with you. Get it? May the 4th. Luke drank blue milk in the original Star Wars in 1977. I don't know. I don't know about blue. You know, there's not a lot of blue food. People say, well, what about blueberries? That's about it. You know, and candy that's colored, but, you know. Even candy. They don't make a lot of blue candy food. Blue M&Ms. But it's not really a blue candy. It's, you know, covered, but it's chocolate on the inside. And not a lot of blue food. I don't think blue food is appetizing. According to experts, the top things house guests immediately notice about your place when they arrive, the smell, the lighting, if your place is cluttered, but they probably won't notice if you deep clean around the house. However, dirty kitchen or bathroom are two spots where it might make a difference if you deep clean. First of all, in smell, and when people go into the bathroom, they tend to snoop around, and they'll see if it's not clean. Even if you close the shower curtain, they still look inside. You know what you should do? Do what we do. My wife and I have these plastic spiders, but we use it against each other. You know, we hide them and scare each other. Like, you put them in the bathroom sink before you go to bed, and if somebody gets up in the middle of the night, they go, I see this big tarantula spider. We've been doing that for years. What I said was, let's put one in the medicine cabinet when guests come. And when we hear a scream, we'll know they were snooping in the medicine cabinet. What do you think about that? I love that idea. My wife pulled a fast one on me yesterday. I wasn't going to tell the story, but I'll tell the story. She pulled a fast one on me. What happened was, there was a story on ABC World News last night. This guy on Wheel of Fortune solved the puzzle with only one letter showing. It was a three-word puzzle, and he solved it with only one letter. There was an S in the middle of the third word, and he solved the puzzle. The clue was on the map. That's all they told you, on the map. And he, you know, said the letter S, and there was one S, and he solved the puzzle. So I told my wife that. She said, what? I want to see if I can solve it. So she took a little while, blah, blah, blah. Finally, I said, come on already. I want to watch this. So they showed her the ABC World News, and I started it. And then I paused it real quick because she wanted to solve it. It was an S, and she said, on the map, that means probably a state. That third word is a state. And I said, really? It could be anywhere in the world. She said, no, I think it's a state. I think they made it a state. Huh, but what would the first two words be? She said, that S, it could be Alaska. That's the only state that would fit that. I said, you're right. That third word is Alaska. I said, but the second word is three letters. The? I mean, what? The doesn't make sense. Said, well, if it's in Louisiana, it could be like a French, you know, Rue or something like that, R-U-E. I said, I don't think so. I don't think they would make it that complicated. She said, I don't know. I'm thinking like San Francisco Bay. I said, you think the word is Bay? Alaska? Bay? And she said, well, you were in Alaska. Why don't you tell me? Is there anything like that? I said, I don't know. I went on a cruise. What do I know? So we're humming and hawing. So the guy, we play the rest of it, and the guy says, Glacier Bay, Alaska. Just like that, from out of nowhere, with one letter, he says, Glacier Bay, Alaska. And I said to my wife, you guessed Alaska and the word bay. That was amazing how you did that. You guessed bay and Alaska. The only thing you were missing was the word glacier, and we probably could have come up with it if we stayed a little longer. I said, you're a genius. You should be on Wheel of Fortune. This is great. Then she fessed up. You know why it took so long for her to come out? She looked it up online. She said, it said ABC News Jeopardy story or a Wheel of Fortune story, and it said Glacier Bay, Alaska. And she admitted. I said, I thought you were a genius, and now I'm finding out you're not. Oh, well. For a minute there, I thought she was a genius. And maybe she is for pulling that off on me, because I really thought she had it there for a second. I said, you were so close. She had the answer all along. But I really think she was a genius for figuring that. I said, how did you do that with one letter? Anyway. All right. Some guy thinks his spiteful mom intentionally ruined his $9,000 gender reveal party by triggering a fire alarm. Now, I don't think the story there is about his spiteful mother. I think the story is, what did he spend $9,000 on for a gender reveal party? I mean, $9,000? I mean, what'd you buy? I mean, what would that cost? All right, some showbiz news here. You can check out the new trailer for the Bad Boys movie, Ride or Die. It's online. Paul Schaefer, Fran Drescher returning for the Spinal Tap sequel. A fifth episode of Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, comes out April 7th on the ID Channel and Max. My wife and I are watching that. It's about the craziness that went on at Nickelodeon with all these perverts running around there. These child perverts. They're just, not the children. They're the adults. They're like pedophiles running around on the set of Nickelodeon. It's a good series. Jeremy Allen White is in talks to portray Bruce Springsteen in the movie about the making of his 1982 album, Nebraska. That's a couple of big boots to fill there, huh? Whoopi Goldberg stopped in the middle of a discussion on The View to yell at some audience member for recording the show. And Gene Simmons says he's done wearing all that Kiss makeup for good. Yeah, we'll see about that. I have a feeling enough money comes along and he'll wear it again. That's just my guess. All right, want to raise? Well, if you're not taking a vacation because you think it'll hurt your career, oh, you're wrong about that. Yeah, you're wrong. Because it says here that a survey found that you're more likely to get a raise if you take at least 11 days vacation each year. Why would that be? What does that have to do with anything? 81% of dads think Mother's Day outshines Father's Day. They're not wrong. 70% of women and kids admit that dads get less of acknowledgement on Sunday than moms did the previous month. That's when Father's Day and Mother's Day come. Odd but true, you've promised that you won't use iTunes to make nuclear or chemical weapons, and you don't even realize you made that promise. You see, there's a line in the terms and conditions you agreed to that prohibits that. You can't use iTunes to make nuclear or chemical weapons. I don't know how that works, but they have my word on it. I won't do it. Sunny, highs near 47 degrees today. Clear tonight, lows around 29. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, 44 the high. Cloudy Saturday, highs near 51. Cloudy chance of rain with a high near 44 on Sunday. Right now it's clear and 28. You know what? I messed up on the timing. Oh, brother. Coming up at 7:06, we will have the special keyword today for your Ride in the Spring statewide contest on WRJN. Here we go.
In show business, it's a true story. He's a screenwriter, and he's really good. He wrote 102 Dalmatians and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and all these other good movies. But I didn't know about him. I was out on the road, and these people said, "You want to do a local TV interview?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good." They say, "We want to do it out in front of the movie theater." I'm like, "Okay." "Yeah, we want to have the 102 Dalmatians logo behind us during the interview." "Okay. Does that look good on camera or something?" So we're sitting in the little wooden chairs, and he goes, "So tell me about the movie 102 Dalmatians." "You know, that's a lot of dogs jumping around. You know it's going to be fun. How will 102 Dalmatians be different from 101 Dalmatians?" I'm not a math expert. I'm going to guess 3 dogs.
Trying to see enough to release my inner fantasy.
637 at WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station on your Thursday morning. You know, now you can shop local without leaving your chair. Well, that's what I like. I like to shop without having to get up. The WRJN big deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Just log on to WRJN.com. On that pull-down menu, the first one is Big Deals. Hit the Big Deals tab, and you'll save on Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, the Lanes on 20, Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, the Peach Cobbler Factory, Fred's Burgers, the Personal Touch by Julie Florists, Lee Deli's, Blue River CrossFit Program, great food at Dogs and Cream, Happy Eight Collectibles, and Von Hazel Jewelers. Look for the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Again, go to the pull-down menu, and you'll see Big Deals on there. Click on it and start saving 30 to 50%. That's what you want to do. Save today at WRJN.com. Big Deals. 638 WRJN Radio. Hey, need more vacation time? About 5% of companies in the U.S. let their employees buy extra vacation days. All those companies charge in different amounts, but usually you give up a day's pay for a day off. The survey found 9% of companies let employees cash out their leftover vacation days at the end of the year for extra money. I've heard about that, but I've never heard about buying vacation days before. I never worked for a company that did that. Radio stations are different. They never want people taking time off. It causes too much problem. This would have been a tragic but delicious way to die. Everything's good, though. Nobody got hurt. Two workers at an M&M factory in Pennsylvania had to be rescued after they got trapped in a huge vat of chocolate and couldn't get out. One report said the chocolate was about waist high, which is lucky for them. Otherwise, they could have drowned in chocolate. Death by chocolate. Wow, that's true. It would have been death by chocolate. Wouldn't that be great to not drown in chocolate, but be in a vat of chocolate? Oh, M&M chocolate, too. I would have loved that. Waist high. A 104-year-old woman in Connecticut named Bertha Comer fulfilled her lifelong dream of hanging out with a penguin. Employees at a retirement home got in touch with an aquarium, made it happen. Penguins were running around the retirement home. A 32-year-old in North Carolina showed up at lottery headquarters to cash out a ticket thinking she had won $600. A lot of money. But it turned out she won close to $600,000. Hit the jackpot for $586,000, walked out with over $400,000 after taxes. That's nice, considering that you just thought you were going to win $600. Odd but true, Kentucky makes 95% of all the bourbon in the world, yet the official state drink is milk. Fun fact, the biggest sports venue in the world is, everybody would say it's USC out in Southern California. No, it's not their stadium. It's the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is the home of the Indy 500. It has permitted seating for more than 257,000 people. Not even close to what a baseball or football stadium is like. And by the way, its infield can hold another 150,000. So that makes it about 400,000 can attend the Indy 500 in person. Whoa. Some guy in Washington State charged with fraud after he called Progressive to buy car insurance 26 minutes after he had crashed the car. The crash happened back in 2019. His 2004 Nissan wasn't insured when he hit another car. So he quickly got on the horn with Progressive, added the car to his existing policy he had, then filed a claim. You know, they don't give away money like that fast at an insurance company. They check it out first, and they checked it out. And he was lying. And it's a crime to defraud an insurance company, by the way, just so you know, in case you're thinking about it. Fun fact, when Oprah gave away a car to every person in the audience back in 2004, it turned out everyone owed about $6,000 in taxes to the IRS. Nothing is free. There's no free lunch or free cars in this country, in this world, for that matter. Odd but true, the first three digits of your Social Security number can never be 666. It's banned. Odd, but true. You know, I did mention earlier, the roulette wheel. When you add up the numbers on the roulette wheel, comes out to 666. You still want to play roulette? Are you the happiest when you're anticipating the weekend, doing stuff on the weekend, or winding down, getting ready to go back to work? A survey asks people to name the time of the weekend that's usually their favorite. Number one is my favorite day of the weekend, Friday night, because I got the whole weekend to look forward to. 23% of the vote. Saturday night came in second, 15. Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon tied for 12. I do like Saturday morning. The worst time, Sunday night, got 4% of the vote. Even when I went to school, I hated Sunday nights because I knew school was just a few hours away. I just dreaded Sunday night. It was like, oh, tomorrow's school. I got to start doing homework now. Where's that report? You know? I'm still traumatized about school. I was talking to somebody the other day at my church, and both of us are still traumatized about school. And I said, what are you traumatized about? He said, I have dreams about being, you know, showing up for class and not having been there for months. I have the same dream. You ever dream that? You show up in a classroom and nothing looks familiar. You say, what? Mr. Rosen, you haven't been here for about 3 months. I can't end my sleep. I'm like gasping for air. I mean, I was late once for a class in my entire life because I got online at the cafeteria for lunch and I'm looking around saying, nobody looks familiar here. And I'm supposed to be in a class. And I ran the class. That was the only time I was ever late for a class. And I still have dreams about it. Also, how about forgetting the combination in your locker? I have dreams about that too. That is scary. Well, if you won the lottery, would you give your significant other half of that money? According to a survey, 1 in 6 people say they'd quickly end the relationship. Really? Keep all the money to themselves. And of the people who want to stay in their relationship, a quarter say it wouldn't do a 50-50 split. Well, if you're just having a girlfriend or boyfriend and you win the lottery, I don't think you owe them the money. I mean, you could give them a little bit, but you're under no obligation. Now, if you're married, then you have a legal obligation to split. A survey asked people how much they're willing to spend on a first date. 44% said they'll spend $50 or less. 30% said up to $100. 15% said more than $100. 12% said $0. Don't date those people. It's pretty sad when we spend the majority of our adult lives doing something that kind of just burns us out. According to a study, 13% of Americans say they're passionate about their jobs. They love it. 23% say they're basically content but not thrilled with what they do. 64% are indifferent toward their jobs or flat out don't like what they do. Have a great day to those last people. People say, you know, do you like your job? I mean, come on. You know, most of my life I was just a music disc jockey. What is not to like? You come in the morning, you sit in the chair, you play music. Is there really something about that job you find distasteful? Right now, I come in the morning and I chat with you. I'll have a guest in, I'll chat with that guest and then go home. Is there something really that horrible and stressful and terrible about that job? Do I have to break a sweat? Do I even have a sore joint from working here? No. So people say, do you like your job? What do you think I've been doing it all my life? What do you think? I'm going to be like my brother and work for a living? So this is a good job to have. I've had it all my life, more than a half century. Isn't that strange? Whoa. Started out as a janitor when I was 18 years old at a radio station. I loved it. I loved being janitor. I had the keys to all the offices in the building. And that came back to haunt me once because some information leaked and the general manager said, you're the only one with the key to this office. You're the only one that could have seen that paper on my desk. And I said, I don't look at anything. And I really didn't. It turns out that Charmin Hicks, who worked in the office, when Mr. Hackett, our general manager, left for a few minutes, went in his office to drop off a piece of paper and saw that on his desk and started spreading the word. And it wasn't me. And Mr. Hackett never apologized for accusing me of that. But he always had that little look at me like, can I trust this guy ever again? And I felt bad because I really didn't. And one time, I was emptying out the basket and a piece of paper fell out. And there were all these initials of the announcers next to time, shifts on the radio. And I saw my initials on there, DR. I was getting an air shift for the first time. I was going to be the overnight guy at a rock and roll station. But I didn't see SA on there, Steve Andrews. His name wasn't on there. Now, I never said anything for two reasons. First of all, if I found it, I don't say anything. That's not my job to go look. And it was in the garbage. So I thought, well, maybe it's garbage. It was in the garbage. Well, 3 days later, Steve got fired and I got my air shift. And I never mentioned to a soul at that radio station back then that I knew it was coming, because I really didn't. It, you know, it could have been. It's in the garbage, and it's in the garbage for a reason. But it came true. And Steve even asked me years later, he said, did you know I was getting fired? I said, no. And I really didn't know. It was in the garbage. But I kind of thought. Anyway, those are my janitor days. A study found tall people, defined as anyone over 5'9", that would be me, are at higher risk for more than 100 different health conditions. Oh, no. They include blood clots, irregular heartbeats, lightheadedness, and bone infections. Oh, no. I thought the only, you know, detriment to being tall was you couldn't buy stuff, clothing, at a regular store. You had to go to a specialty tall store. But now I find out there's this going on. That's not good. Odd but true, compared to our body size, humans have the biggest butts in the animal kingdom. Okay. Guy who released a song called All I Want for Christmas Is You 5 years before Mariah Carey did, sued her for $20 million. Well, I didn't hear it, but they say there's nothing similar about the songs, although it's not clear, you know, if he's got a case or not. I don't know if they even resolved it. But, you know, what are you going to do? Guy wants to sue, he could sue, I guess. You could sue for anything you want in this world. I learned that from Judge Wapner on The People's Choice. Yeah, he said, you can sue anybody for anything. Doesn't mean you're going to win. Just means you can sue anybody. You ever wonder how closely they check the wheelchairs that go through the separate screenings at the airport? Guy got caught trying to roll through security at an airport in North Carolina with 23 pounds of cocaine. The drugs had an estimated street value of $378,000. People will do anything to be crooked. 648 WRJN Radio. Sunny today with a high near 47. Clear tonight. Lows 29. Increasing cloudiness. Highs near 44 tomorrow. The weekend looks good. Cloudy. 51 the high Saturday and 44 on Sunday. Right now it's clear. Clear sky. 28 degrees at WRJN. Hometown Radio refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up at 7:06. We're talking with Brianna Fuentes from the Racine Library, and she will tell you how she can get you anything, almost anything, even if it's not at the library. They'll find it for you. She'll tell you how they do it coming up.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside. Across the sea into my soul. It reaches into where I cannot hide. Setting my feet upon the machine. It's where I find myself alive.
WRJM on your Thursday morning, 6:53. I'm Don Rosen. And don't forget, tomorrow's the last day to bid on those four tickets for the Bucks-Celtics game coming up on April 9th with all the money, 100% of it, going to the Royal Family Kids Camp. That's a camp for kids in foster care. These kids had enough problems in their life. They don't need any more. So this is going to help them out. It's going to get them a week in June in Lake Geneva at the Royal Family Kids Camp where they can just be kids for 1 week and forget about all their troubles. And you can help. We have four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game. It's April 9th at 6:30 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. You can enter through the BMO VIP entrance, section 116, the Jockey Club. And you'll get to sit in row 2, seats 1 through 4. You'll get $10 on the Bucks app for each ticket. That's $40. And you get free parking at the 5th Street Garage. All that for whatever you bid. All right, the highest bidder gets them. I don't know what the highest bid is right now, which I knew. It was $1,200 about 2 weeks ago. So they got to bid a lot higher than that because I'm sure it's higher than that now. So bid high because this is what's helping kids get that camp for a week. The assistant chief of police here in Racine, Rick Teller and his wife, run that camp. And they have a whole bunch of people that give up their vacation just to help out with no pay. It's all free. They don't get paid for it. But it costs money to run these camps because there's a lot of food. They have to rent the camp. It's a whole bunch of stuff goes on. But they need the money. And this is a great way to do it. They got four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game, VIP treatment. And we'd like you to help out. Just go to WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks. Just need your name, your email address, and your bid. That's it, so we can contact you. Bidding stops tomorrow. Let me see if they have an exact time for the bidding to stop. I know it's on Friday. Yeah, I think it's this Friday. I don't see the exact time it stops. But, yeah, you gotta bid. So tomorrow, Rick will be in here tomorrow morning. And by late afternoon, I hope we have a winner. I know we're going to have somebody who gets it. But we had a lot of bids. But last time I checked 2 weeks ago, it was $1,200. So a bit higher than that. All right. Royal Family Kids Camp. Go to WRJN.com/Bucks. WRJN.com/Bucks. Believe it or not, there's actually science behind why sometimes the best way to fix your electronics is by smacking them. It's called percussion maintenance. They have a name for it. It's where you give a tap to a product with batteries or older parts to get it working again, at least temporarily. Sometimes it works. It didn't work with me and my dryer. The dryer light doesn't come on. I know how to fix it. I know that's a little lever here, but I smacked it once and it didn't fix it. You know, we waste all this money on expensive engineers here, and all we have to do is slap stuff? How would I know that? A study found tall... we did that one already, didn't we? Yeah, I did that. Let's see what else we've got here for you this morning before we hit the news. Every generation has nostalgia that the newer generations are totally missing out on, like how boomers would walk 10 miles to school in 2 feet of snow, barefoot, uphill both ways. Well, there's a thread on social media where people in their 50s and 60s are talking about the things from their childhood that people in their 20s and 30s never got to experience. Some of the highlights. Never having all your screw-ups forever uploaded on the internet. Yeah, that was good because... there are things I've done when I'm younger that nobody will ever know about again because it's hidden. Okay. How about checking the TV guide and getting excited about a show or movie that's going to be on later in the week and have everything on demand, ruining that now. You find out everything that's going on. I used to love the TV guide fall preview issue. That was a big deal in our neighborhood. All the kids used to come out with their TV guide fall preview and tell about all the new shows coming up. Oh, those were the days. Huh? No more. How about this? The excitement of getting back from when you brought the film to get developed and you picked up the film. Oh, I used to love that. Yeah, all of a sudden you get to see all these. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Now, everything's so instant with your phone cameras, the excitement is gone. You don't get excited anymore. Let's see what else we got here for you. AOL Instant Messenger. Remember that? Well, they still have Instant Messenger, but it's not AOL Instant Messenger. Browsing the video rental store. Now, you can still do, there's a video rental store in Racine. It's right opposite the Horlick High School in that mall area there, a little shopping mall. We have the people that run it on the air. It's a video rental store. It's one of the, I think it's probably the last one in Racine. And not being connected to everyone on social media, for better and worse. Yeah, do you really want to be connected all the time? I used to love calling my grandmother on the phone and talking to her. And, you know... the thrill is gone because why do you have to talk to anybody? You know everything about their lives on Facebook and the internet. All right. All right. right, we've got Brianna Fuentes from the Racine Library coming up in just a moment for you here. And plus, we'll have the keyword for Ride in the Spring coming up, too. I'm Don Rosen. This is WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.